Welcome to Trojan Preview, our final Trojan Preview show of the 2014 high school football season. Jim Field, joined by Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein. Coach, tough one last week, 35-13 on the road at Winterset. Winterset just, they continue to go out and put together not spectacular, not overwhelming, but just kind of solid performances.
They're a team of opportunity, and, the ball seems to bounce their way a lot, and that happened a couple times to them in our game against them. They had the ball bounce their way a couple times. There was an interception that got tipped, I swear, by three or four guys before one of their guys came down with it, and they weren't, that much better of a team than us, but they had some things go their way, and, our kids played really hard, their kids played hard, and, it was a battle. It was a hard-fought game.
It's hard sometimes to when you look through statistics for Winterset games, and last week was kind of the same thing with the game against Atlantic. Their passer goes 6 out of 15, not spectacular, but 2 of the 6 went for touchdowns. They don't have anybody that rushes for more than 61 yards, but 3 guys score touchdowns. They do enough damage. They get the job done. They take advantage of field position, and they really had that advantage most of the night.
We tried to play the field position game with them, and there were some times that, we had them pinned back, but they had the, bobbled snap on the punt, and, the guy takes off running, and we were out of position and couldn't get there. So they, like you said, they didn't have anybody that really stood out, but, as a whole overall team, they play really hard.
Yeah, it's been one of those districts this year where, now that you sit back after 8 weeks of play and you kind of survey the district, there are probably two best teams in the district, being Dallas Center, Grimes, and Creston. They've proven that throughout the season. But the rest was pretty much a jumbled mess.
Yeah, you take DCG and Creston out of the mix, and everybody else is battling for wins every single week. Even Glenwood, same thing. I mean, they don't have a district win yet, but they're right in almost every single game that they played. Against us and against Winterset, they're right there in every single game, and it's I've been saying all season that the margin of error is paper thin, and it has been for everybody else besides DCG and Creston.
Yeah, and for most teams, it's been just one game here or there, and you guys can make the same case too—a play here, a play there—and all of a sudden, you're staring at week 10 of the high school football season instead of finishing in week 9. But as it is, you've got the one game left now coming up tonight. It's a home game at the Trojan Bowl against Creston, one of those teams, pretty good football team coming in, trying to get tuned up. They know they're in the playoffs. They know where they're going to sit in the playoff pecking order right now. So what does this game mean for you guys?
Well, we've talked all week, and we talked, even Friday night, after the Winterset game, that, this week is all about our seniors. We want to send them out on a good note. And, on the other hand, too, it also, if we win tonight would, really kind of get things rolling in the right direction for next year and get the guys' confidence up and let them know that, hey, we can still do some good things here and, get things going for next year. And that's, that's what we're really looking at is, we want to win for our seniors and send them out good and just point things back in the right direction for next year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Creston Panthers tonight. They come in with a team that's a pretty solid football team, but, last week they really struggled getting going. They were held to just 212 total yards in a 35-14 loss to Dallas Center Grimes. They were rolling. Prior to that, they had 5 straight wins. So how do you take advantage of that tough one last week?
Well, like you said, 5 straight wins, you lose a tough one. It just really kind of depends, what their mindset is when they show up. They're in the playoffs. They know they're in the playoffs. Their mindset's either going to be, hey, we're really ticked off that we got beat last week and we're going to go take it out on Atlantic. Or, they're going to say, well, hey, we're in the playoffs. Let's get through this week injury free and just, get ourselves ready for the playoff game. Just depends on their mindset when they get here. And, we're kind of hoping that they're looking past us and, looking at, who they might be playing in the playoffs that first round. And, hopefully we can get one past them.
Let's break him down a little bit. Alex Nielsen, their quarterback, he throws the ball fairly well. He's racked up some pretty nice numbers there. He's also their second leading rusher. Is he that good an all-around player?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good athlete. You know, he slings the ball pretty well. You know, we've got to do a good job of keeping him in the pocket and keeping him contained. And, you know, if he gets out in space, you know, he can make some things happen with his feet. And, you know, and that's, you know, where he's managed to pick up a lot of his yards.
Yeah, and he's got – it looks like he doesn't really have one key receiver he likes to throw to. He's got three or four of them that he likes to move the ball around to. And then Chase Schultz out of the backfield has run the ball pretty well for them. Is it a lot that has to do with their line? Do they do a good job blocking?
Yeah, I mean, up front, you know, they got some pretty decent-sized kids, and they're just, you know, they're blue-collar, hard-working kids, and they, you know, they move people around. But, yeah, the Schultz kid, he's a pretty good athlete. He's quick. He makes a lot of people miss. You know, he makes some guys look pretty bad on film just because for how quick he moves. So he's going to be a handful.
What about defense? What do you look for from Creston defensively?
That's a good question. I wish I knew. they've ran a lot of four fronts most of the season, but you know, there's been a few games where they've been in some three man front, some odd front stuff. So you know, it's been a struggle for us a little bit this week offensively, trying to figure out what we're going to get from them. So, you know, we've spent one day working on four man front. We spent another day working on three man front. So, you know, we'll see what we're going to get out of them. But you know, scheme wise, you know, that's probably been the biggest difficulty this week, is just trying to figure out what they're going to give us.
Well, I don't think you want to throw the ball around in the direction of McLean, Haynes, or Connor Pals all that much. Between the two of them, they've racked up 11 interceptions this year. Did they play center field pretty well?
Yeah, they're guys that, you know, you see them on film, and they're kind of ball hawk guys that, you know, the ball's in the air, and, you know, they know where it's going to be, and they do a good job of coming down with it.
What about your ball club now tonight? You know, it's week 9. You don't change things too much, but, you know, sometimes you do have a few things tucked into the back of the playbook during the course of the year, and you tell the kids, you know, if you work hard and do this, maybe we'll pull this one out here somewhere along the line. Will we see a few different wrinkles tonight?
You know, we every week you have adjustments and do a few things, but yeah, you know, right place, right time. You know, there might be a few things that you know, some tricks that we pull out of our hat, just you know, just to see if they work, and, you know, maybe give us an opportunity to, you know, to put some points on the board.
Yeah, we don't want to give away the whole game plan or anything, but, you know, why go away from what you've been good at, though, too? And that all starts with Joey Walker in the backfield. And I guess as we start to talk about this now, Coach, Joey's one of your lead seniors on the team. You've had a senior class, and we want to spend some of the rest of our time visiting a little bit about the seniors, because this is their time now. You know, it's the last chance to play at the Trojan Bowl, last chance to put on the black and gold colors and the helmet, and it's not been the easiest for them. All senior classes see a lot of change over time because, you know, the team that they had when they were in junior high or as freshmen, as sophomores, you know, some guys come and go. But, you know, they've seen coaches come and go, too. These guys, in the time they've been in the varsity program, have seen three different head coaches. Now, that means they have to learn three different schemes. That's not always the easiest thing for guys, especially when they get to their senior year and kind of feel a little bit like they're starting over again. But they have to go out and be good leaders and show the other kids that this is how you go about doing it. Have they been good at that?
Yeah, we've got some great leadership in this group, and we knew that, you know, kind of going in. And then, you know, back in August when we voted for our captains, you know, we've got four captains, and, you know, heck, the vote was close enough there at the end that we probably could have had seven or eight captains. You know, it was such a tight vote, you know, between those last four or five guys. So, yeah, we've got great leadership out of these guys, and, you know, we're going to miss that next year.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those seniors. We mentioned Joe Walker, the quarterback. He's racked up the majority of the yardage, both running and passing, of course, this year. Everything starts with him, and he's done a nice job moving things around. He's seen some changes around him, not just in the line, behind him as some of the backs. And things have changed. He's adapted pretty well.
Yeah, Joe's our go-to guy. You know, when he's got the ball in his hands, that's when we've got our best chance to win. And it doesn't matter if he's throwing the ball or running the ball. He just, you know, he's a special athlete, and he makes things happen. And, you know, whoever steps into that role next fall has got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go ahead and let you talk about some of those seniors.
You know, our linemen, you know, we're going to miss some of those guys. You know, Skylar Swoboda is, you know, he's a big kid, you know, 6'6", 310. You know, those kind of guys don't grow on trees. And, you know, and Skylar, he's a great leader from a standpoint of he always, you know, he's always where he needs to be. And, you know, he comes to lifting, and he's always doing the right thing. And, you know, Skylar's going to be missed. You know, also in our line, You know, we got Travis Peterson, you know, started off playing a little offense for us and defense, but, you know, has really taken more of a defensive role, spends a lot more time playing defense for us. And, you know, Travis is, you know, he's really become a great player for us there on their defensive line. You know, Derek Cook, kind of the same thing. Cook, he plays a little offense, but, you know, his strong suit is defensive line. And, you know, I've said it all season, Cook, he's not a flashy guy, but, you know, 90% of the time he's just doing his job and he's, just doing what he's supposed to do and doing what he's coached. And that's what makes him a good player. You know, we've also got Tyler Thomas. You know, Tyler been playing some offensive line for us. You know, he's probably one of our top three offensive linemen. And, you know, but he also does a great job playing linebacker for us. You know, Tyler's not the fastest guy. He's not the strongest guy. But, you know, he's got some linebacker instincts, and he does really well, and he plays hard. You know, Brody Peterson, Brody started out playing a lot of both ways for us. You know, really found his niche playing inside linebacker and managed to keep him healthy the last probably 6 weeks, you know, with him just playing inside linebacker. And, you know, with that, you know, Brody's done a great job making reads and, you know, he makes a lot of plays, and I think he's probably one of the best inside linebackers in the district, if not in the state. You know, Nick Podaisky. Nick plays wide receiver and plays defensive end. And, you know, Nick has really kind of come into his own this year. He's got really nice hands out there at wide receiver. But as a defensive end, I mean, he's really good out there. You know, he's able to make some plays, and he's got a lot of tackles for a loss and some sacks this year. And, you know, Nick is just – he's doing a great job for us. Tristan Benn, playing some wide receiver, really had a nice game against Winterset this last week. You know, we've kind of been waiting for him to kind of really come out of his shell and have a great game. And, you know, Tristan did have a really nice game against Winterset. You know, also plays a little bit of corner for us. Robbie Bodine, you know, we needed a kicker at the beginning of the year. And, you know, Robbie said, well, hey, I can give it a shot. And he's done a really nice job for us kicking. His punting has been really great. Plus, you know, he's able to, seems like just about every game, you know, Robbie's been able to take off on fourth down and get a first down for us on a fake punt. So, you know, the kids last week after he got one were like, how come teams aren't stopping this? We do it almost every game. You know, but Robbie he reads that really well, and he's a fast kid. And, you know, I say, you know, for Robbie's size, you know, pound for pound, he's probably one of the best corners in the district. Casey Enan, Casey's a guy that, you know, this year, you know, we moved him to safety, and, you know, he'd kind of always been an O-line, D-line guy, but, you know, he had some speed, and, you know, we thought that he could help us out best at safety. And, you know, with Joey spending a lot more time on offense and not playing as much both ways, Casey's really had to step into that role, and, you know, has done a really nice job for us. You know, he comes downhill and tackles really well. And I think Casey's going to be able to look back at this year and be glad that he went out for football. And, you know, because he's really had a great opportunity in front of him, and he's taken advantage of it. And then Colin Baker. You know, Colin's one of our slots, and, you know, he's got great hands and runs the ball really well. He's not the fastest guy in the field, but, you know, he's able to make some guys miss. And, you know, he blocks well, and, you know, Colin's one of those guys. He's kind of like Cookie. He's not the flashiest guy in the world, but he does his job and, you know, and does what he's coached, and that's, you know, you can't have enough of those guys. And then, you know, our last senior is Kieran McFadden. You know, another one of those guys that, you know, wasn't much of a player last year, but this year, you know, he's come in and really been a role player for us on the offensive line. You know, started a couple games at O-line for us, and, you know, rotates in there, and then defensive line, same thing. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's a role player when we need somebody in there, you know, he's one of the guys that goes in, and, you know, he does a good job when he's in there. And I think, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's in that boat kind of with Casey that he's going to be able to look back and say, hey, you know what, I'm glad that I went out my senior year and, you know, got an opportunity to play. And it's a great group of kids, and, you know, they're going to be sorely missed next year.
Well, no better way to honor the seniors than to go out and win a ball game tonight to finish things off. Some of these guys will get a chance to play next year at a different level. You know, some of these games, guys, it might be the last time they put on a helmet for a football game. So it's a big night.
You know, we've been talking about that all week. Is, you know, every day it's, hey, one more day of practice. You know, hey, last day of pads, guys. You know, hey, you know, this is it for these guys. You know, like you said, you know, some of them are going on to bigger and better things. You know, I'd love to see as many of them as possible go play college ball. But, you know, some of them, this is going to be the last time they strap it on. And, you know, how do they want to remember their last game? And, you know, hopefully we can get a win for them and, you know, they can have a great memory out of it.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time this year. We appreciate it. I know how busy you are and you give us time each week to sit down and visit. I know the kids and the parents, that means a lot to them, too, that you take enough interest to help to spread the word a little bit about Trojan football. And we wish you the best here coming up tonight and get after them in the off season, and let's get after it again next year.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim.
You bet. That's Coach Eric Waldstein. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here for Trojan Preview on KJAN.